Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, May 12th. A bit of a lackluster day today in the grains. Market seems to have digested the WASDE report the other day, and now we're looking forward to what will happen with the weather through the rest of May and into early June. So in the corn, we've got July finishing up 1¾ cents at 371. That's up a quarter cent on the week. And December finishing up a penny and a half at 388 and three quarters, also up a quarter cent on the week. Informa came out with some updated acreage estimates this morning. They peg the corn acreage at 89.7 million acres. That's down a million from their April estimate of 90.7 and 300,000 acres below the USDA's most recent estimate of 90 million acres. They put the production at 14.06 billion bushels, just slightly below the USDA's estimate of 14.065. Taking a look at wheat, we've got July finishing down a penny at 432 and three quarters. That's down 9.5 cents on the week. And Kansas City, July finished down a penny and a half at 439 and a quarter, down 10 and three quarters on the week. Informa updated their spring wheat acreage estimate, reducing it by about 400,000 acres from 11.3 million acres in April down to 10.88 million. Wheat has been pressured recently not only by the larger world stocks in the WASDE report, but also favorable growing conditions across the EU, Russia, and Ukraine. Notably, Algeria bought 470,000 tons of milling wheat, optional origin. There's speculation it came from the Black Sea area. In the beans, we've got July finishing down 3¼ cents at 9.63. That's down a dime on the week. And November down 4¼ cents at 9.59 and three quarters. That's down 6¾ cents on the week. Informa's soybean acreage estimate up from 88.7 in April to 89.66. And that is versus the USDA's estimate of 89.5. That has production at 4.270 billion bushels. That's a bit above the USDA's recent estimate of 4.255. So I think now the markets are just going to look and see what happens with the weather. We've got a 5 or 6 day window across a lot of the Midwest where plenty of work can get done. And then there is rain moving back into the forecast into the 11 to 16 day. The question really is how much of that comes back. What kind of progress can be made down in the southeastern parts of the Corn Belt and the Delta? And what, if any, of that acreage will have to be set aside as prevent plant, or what kind of drag there will be on yields based on the ground condition when that seed went in. So that's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.